name's Lizzie, I'm 30 years old, and I work for the Met Police and left because it's rotten to the core. Obviously, I have put his name and photo out, which I feel like is the right thing to do, to warn people. And the fact that people don't have, like, we're just given officers and staff to deal with us, and we just don't know anything about them, or like the fact if they've had any previous misconduct, or, you know, I just feel like when you're the most vulnerable and you need the police, you should at least know who's dealing with you. And it's just such a shame because the law is so fucked. Police staff are only dealt with by employment law and not specific police legislation. So police officers, they have to publish misconduct outcomes on the website. Police staff, they don't. So if they actually just treated police staff like they do officers, I wouldn't be risking getting arrested for whatever by exposing his name, because it would already be published. Just so fucking stressful. But it's the right thing to do, and I've wanted to do it for a while, and I've just been scared, and I just didn't know where I stood legally. And then I've got to the point today where I'm just like, it's not about risking being sued or arrested, or it's about doing what's right in my heart. And I can't bring this to public knowledge half-heartedly. People deserve to know the cretins that the Met Police want to keep. And if I have to, I don't have anything, so maybe I'm the perfect person to do this, because I have nothing to lose. I have nothing to take from me. I have nothing. I just have my heart and my morals, and that's all I can do. So I'm fine with whatever happens. I'm fine. But I do want to make it clear, I don't want to incite any harm or anything towards him, although I feel like he's done that himself by acting like this. But, you know, I don't wanna, the point is to make everyone aware, so they just have the choice and the right to know if they're going to be dealt with by this person or not. I feel a massive relief and a weight off my shoulder. I feel like I had done the right thing the whole time, but right now I feel like by telling everyone who he is, I feel like that's the right final step. Apart from obviously my employment tribunal. So I feel happy and I feel free. And whatever happens, happens.